This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
I got to tell you, I've been doing this show for years with MediConnect, and they never cease to amaze me. They always come up something unique and different, and this week's show is definitely that. Something we've really not dived into that much, and that is not just Medicare, but emergency care. We always think about something being discovered with a routine checkup, or, you know, you just kind of have something that happens in the way of a prescription issue, hospital stay, co-pays, doctor visits. But then, what about emergency care? Because you just never know. So Mark is going to get into that. Mr. Clark is here today. And again, 888-818-6334 is how you can reach them. Very important phone number to keep handy. We have live advisors now until noon. We do it every Saturday. MediConnectInsurance.com. We're going to get to our seminars and all that other good stuff. But we've got this day in history, our trivia question and more. But, you know, we haven't talked that much about emergency care, have we?
No, we haven't. I know I haven't. I don't think anybody else has talked about that. I probably my pastor history, I'm always trying to find new topics to talk about. So I thought this one was worthy, especially in these days. Floods everywhere, right? Natural disasters, human disasters. You know, what do you do in those situations? I think that's a great topic just to chat about here today. But it's a beautiful day in Pittsburgh. It's a little overcast out there for July, but I'm happy to be here. And as you said, we're going to talk about how to get care in a disaster or an emergency when you have Medicare. But let's look at some history stuff. July 26th. Let's talk about July 26th. July 26th, 1775. The U.S. Postal System is established by the Second Continental Congress with Benjamin Franklin as the first Postmaster General. That's a good bit of history there. And, you know, I never really thought of Benjamin Franklin being the first Postmaster General. I know I've heard that before, but boy, those guys took responsibility for stuff.
Hey, listen, this morning, one of the first things I did after the 5 a.m. news, I gave them a tribute because of this big day and was talking to Rob later about the significance of what they mean and who they are every day in the neighborhood for the price of the stamp 6 days a week. They're the extra eyes and this and that. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, I think the first Postmaster was Ben Franklin. So I guess I get the $15 get-go gas card?
That's it. There you go. Yeah. You know, that's what a coincidence, right?
Yeah. It makes sense.
You know what a coincidence is, Rob, right? It's a minor miracle in which God chooses to remain anonymous.
Ooh, that had to be from one of your sermons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's an old pastor thing. Yeah,
like
for sure.
I like it.
But how about 1847, July 26th, 1847, Liberia becomes Africa's first republic, declaring its independence July 26, 1947. President Harry S. Truman signs the National Security Act that created the CIA, the Department of Defense, and the National Security Council. A lot of good stuff happened. And then July 26, 1990, President George H.W. Bush signs the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, into law. Major victories for civil rights there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. And then birthdays, I feel like I'd be wrong if I didn't mention, boy, it's been a tough week for celebrities, hasn't it?
Malcolm Jamal Warner, yeah. Hulk Hogan, Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Just, we got the three, right? And, you know, you don't think about folks for a while, and then all of a sudden you hear that they're gone, and you know, I pray for their families and, you know, for people who are mourning them. Lots of people worked with all those people. Hulk Hogan, I think he literally took the wrestling world in his own hands and helped create what it is. I don't know if you're a wrestling fan, Rob.
Oh, absolutely. Pop icon, man. I mean, this guy was such a, and still, I mean, even up until the time of his death, I've seen the tributes. I mean, you can't scroll more than a split second without seeing. Same thing with Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Just beloved. And Malcolm Jawan Warner, because of the Cosby Show, people loved him. They watched him grow up on TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think Crazy Train probably was listened to more this week than any other week in the last decade.
my favorite's Changes.
Oh, yeah.
And Mama, you know, No More Tears, I'm Coming Home.
Right.
But I had forgotten, because you grow older and, you know, your music tastes change. And I was never a metal guy, but I like that genre of music, but I've always loved Ozzy. And you listen to that music now, which is being played over and over and over, and a lot of it has some really deep meaning to it.
You know, what strikes me about Ozzy is, you know, they want to call him like the Prince of Darkness and all this stuff.
He was really just a good dad, a good grandfather, and took him a while to figure out being a husband, but he did. He figured it out.
But what's funny is, if you do listen to his lyrics, his lyrics are powerful. Like, they're good theme lyrics, you know?
If you have any doubt that God does exist, don't, because he created, or she created, Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah.
And for someone to, and you, look, you were a minister. I'm sure you counseled a lot of married couples.
Oh, yeah.
You might have even said, you better get out, you know? but she hung in there with this guy. And even he realized, I mean, how blessed he was to have her in his life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sometimes it takes us hard-headed men a little time to realize good.
I get it. I should have used you. Where were you at when I needed you?
Probably somewhere in central PA, I'm sure.
All right. So what else do we have? This day in history.
Yes. How about some birthdays? Yes. July 26th. Today is Mick Jagger's 82nd birthday.
He was actually born on this date in 1943 when the World War was underway in his part of the country.
Yeah. Wow. How about that? I can't, and they're still out. Do they still tour, right?
Oh, man. They'll never stop.
They're gonna drop over on the stage, I guess. That's what's going to happen. How about July 26, 1964, Sandra Bullock was born. So she's turning 61. And then we got July 26, 1967, Jason Statham, British actor, and he's known best for The Transporter, many, many other films. Definitely some good birthdays there for this day. And it's so important to just recognize that, you know, these people are getting older just like we are. If we talk a little bit here today about, I know everybody's waiting for a trivia question, so let's get to that, and then I'll go over the seminars. Here's today's trivia question for you. What 1990 law signed on July 26 protects the rights of people with disabilities and prohibits discrimination in all areas of public life? I'll say it one more time. What 1990 law signed on July 26 protects the rights of people with disabilities and prohibits discrimination in all areas of public life? That's our trivia question for today. Before we get to the end of this segment, I really want to make sure we go over the seminars. You know, Rob, I often sit with people so many times. In fact, this week, some of my new trainees and I are sitting with people, and Medicare is so confusing. It's hard to connect the dots if you don't really understand which dots connect to each other. The pieces of the puzzle really don't fit together as easily as you might think. And still, there are times where we sit down and try to explain how Medicare works, and it takes multiple times over and over again to really grasp the concept of how original Medicare works, how Medicare Advantage plans work, how Medicare supplements or separate drug coverage or dental, vision, and hearing plans work. It takes a lot of brain power to connect all those dots. But the good news is, you don't have to do that alone. If you're going to turn 65 within the next 6 to 12 months, you want to come to one of our live seminars or at least attend one of our webinars. Here's the rundown for the month of August. Our upcoming seminars are August 5th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Hampton Inn in West Mifflin. That's 1550 Lebanon Church Road. August 12th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Hampton Inn in Bel Vernon. That's 1525 Broad Road in Bel Vernon. August 19th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Hampton Inn in Butler, 400 Benavian Square, and August 26th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Cranberry Library, 2525 Rochester Road. Don't forget about our live webinar every Wednesday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. We have a live webinar. The way you register for the seminars and the webinar is you can call 888-818-6334. We've got live advisors standing by. They'll take your order. They'll get you registered. There's no cost to admission to our seminars. It's just we need you to register. So 888-818-6334. Go to the website and register for the webinar, 11 a.m. or 6 p.m. Definitely want to do that if you want to learn about Medicare.
All right. Again, if you think you know the trivia question, 412-922-1020. We'll be back. Much more to come with Mark Clark. This is the Inside Connection, MediConnect on KDKA.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, again, for those seminars, they are free, but you have to reserve your space. MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. And also, you can call 888-818-6334 and book it that way as well. We have advisors standing by until noon today. So the winner is Cynthia from Butler. Again, the question and the answer. Go ahead.
Okay, the question was, what is the 1990 law signed on July 26th that protects the rights of people with disabilities and prohibits discrimination in all areas of public life, and that is the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA. Thank God for good laws like that to protect us. We need protection because, you know, the world we live in, people will take advantage of each other if they can, right?
Absolutely.
And so it's good protection to have. Congratulations to our winner. And here, Rob, this again, you mentioned earlier that we're going to discuss something that maybe we haven't discussed on this program before, and that's Medicare and emergency or disaster care. You know, it's really serious. I follow the news. Obviously, I watch the news each morning when I get up. I see these floods that are happening all over the place, people losing their lives. It's tragic. But that can also disrupt your health care and how you get your health care. And so there's always questions about what kind of care can I get? Well, how can I find the care that I need when we're in a disaster situation? So number one, sometimes areas are affected by the declaration of emergency or disaster situations. How does that happen? Well, the president can declare an emergency or disaster. FEMA will declare it. The Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services can declare a public health emergency. And then sometimes the governor of your state can declare emergency or disaster. You can visit those websites for FEMA or public health emergency websites. You can go to the Medicare website. You can go to your state's website to get information and to see. But how does that affect our care on Medicare if there's a disaster emergency? So here's where I'll start. On original Medicare Part A and B, it always covers emergency care regardless of your location in the United States. It always covers it. People are always worried. What if I travel? What if I go to California? What if I go to Texas? What if I go to Michigan? You always have care in Medicare. If you have Medicare right now, you always have emergency care available to you wherever you are in the United States. If a disaster or emergency strikes, you can go to any hospital that accepts Medicare. If it's out of your usual service area, it doesn't matter. If a disaster strikes, you can go to any hospital, and Medicare will, they'll treat you like you're in network for Medicare. So that's so important to remember and realize. You don't have to, in an emergency situation, you don't have to think through it. Well, what hospital do I have to go to have the lowest price? You go to whatever hospital, and if you have Medicare, you have access to that hospital in an emergency situation. But then the question comes up, what about Medicare Advantage plans? That's Part C. That's that plan that we always say it's like a combo meal or a value meal at a fast food restaurant. It gives you all of those things that you need in one tight little package. You're normally required on a Medicare Advantage plan to go to network providers. That means if you have an HMO, that means you have a tighter, more strict network. If you have what's called a PPO, that'll open up your network so that you can go out of network even. But during a disaster, declared disaster or emergency, network rules get relaxed. Network rules get relaxed so much that even if you're in a enrollment period and you miss your opportunity to sign up for a new plan, you could qualify for a special enrollment period that can enable you to sign up for a different plan. So on Medicare Advantage plans, you still have that access to emergency care. The rules get relaxed, and sometimes you could qualify for a special enrollment period. What about Medicare Part D coverage? That's that drug coverage. Part D coverage can sometimes come on a Medicare Advantage plan because it's built into that plan, or it can come in a separate plan. Some people take original Medicare with a supplement plan, and then they have to purchase a standalone Part D plan. So let's talk about that coverage, right? You need your medications. I always say one of the most important parts of getting Medicare coverage is how it covers your medications. In fact, before you ever look at all those extras that they promise you, free rides, free meals, free food, free over-the-counter products, all of that stuff, free hearing aids, whatever it might be, you don't want to look at that stuff first. The most important thing on a Medicare coverage plan, whether it's an Advantage plan or a standalone prescription drug plan, is your drug coverage. You have to make sure that that drug coverage is the best that it could be under your circumstances, with your medications, at the pharmacy that you want to go to. So just be aware that you got to start with the medications and the doctors when you're looking for a plan. And that's the kind of work that we do. That's why you want to work with us, because we will help you sort through that. We'll help you make sure that you don't make mistakes. But in an emergency or disaster situation, if pharmacies are closed or inaccessible, you can get your prescriptions in out-of-network locations. Remember that. In a disaster situation, an emergency declaration, all those rules start to get relaxed and the doors open for you to even to get your prescriptions in out-of-network locations. Plans may also waive refill limits so that you can get your prescriptions, even get your prescriptions early. Maybe your prescriptions were washed away in the flood. You definitely have ways of getting your prescriptions and getting refills without worrying that you're going to have to go without your medication. One of the most important things is, in a disaster situation, is call your Advantage plan or your Medicare health plan and and see what it's going to be like if you go to out-of-network pharmacy during a disaster. That's a good call. The first thing during a disaster might be to call your plan and see what it's going to be like. Know that you can buy your drugs at out-of-network pharmacies during that time. You'll probably have to pay full price. But in a lot of cases, paying full price is way better than not having your prescriptions at all. I will never recommend, Rob, that somebody go without their medications, because from my hospice days, I can tell you that somebody misses their blood pressure medication, that can have disastrous results. I had hospice patients in the past that for whatever reason, they lost their drug coverage and they stopped taking their blood pressure medicine for several months, and suddenly they had a stroke or were on the verge of dying because of it. You definitely don't want to miss that. So remember, you could go to out-of-network pharmacies. You might have to pay a higher price for them, but you'd still be able to get your drugs. And the suggestion from Medicare.gov is keep the receipts if you pay those higher prices out-of-network and see if your plan will reimburse you because of the situation you were in. They might give you a full refund. And here's a good real-life example, Rob. After Hurricane Ian, many Medicare Advantage enrollees in Florida were able to receive care at hospitals outside of their plan's network due to CMS. The CMS had declared an emergency declaration, and so they got the care at hospitals like they were in network that were out of their network. And so it's really important to understand these rules. It's really important to know that even if your hospital gets swept away in a disaster, even if your doctor's office gets swept away in a disaster, your records are electronically filed. Your hospital, or you could go to out-of-network hospitals. It's so important to understand that you can still get care. What triggers these kind of emergency situations, these flexibilities? A public health emergency or federal emergency declaration is issued, or CMS will publish those updates in affected areas. So if you want to know if your area, anywhere in the country, is affected by a disaster situation, even right now, you can go to Medicare.gov and take a look at that. So it's so important. Understand and know that you don't have to go without medications. You don't have to go without care. That the rules during a disaster or emergency declaration, those rules get relaxed and flexible. And it's so important because I know you still need to get care during those times. That might be the time you need the most urgent care. So it's so important to make sure that you know that things can be taken care of. On original Medicare, you can go to any location emergency and get emergency care at any time. If the hospital accepts Medicare, then they're going to accept original Medicare. If you're on a plan C, a Part C Medicare Advantage plan, usually they have networks, but that's when during a declared disaster or an emergency, network rules are relaxed and you might even qualify for a special enrollment period. And you can also get your prescriptions in a declared emergency or disaster area in out-of-network hospitals, out-of-network pharmacies, and they might even waive refill limits, or you might be able to get your prescriptions early. Don't think that because the disaster's been declared that you have to go without or cut your pills in half. Just check with your plan. Make sure you call your plan. And make sure you understand and know what those limits are and what you can and cannot do.
All right, let me jump in here a little bit quickly. Run the seminars, then we'll take a break. Go ahead.
Absolutely, yeah. August 5th, 6 p.m., Hampton Inn, West Mifflin. That's 1550 Lebanon Church Road. August 12th at 6 p.m., Hampton Inn in Belle Vernon. That's 1525 Broad Avenue. August 19th at 6 p.m., we'll be at Hampton Inn in Butler. That's 400 Benavian Square. August 26th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Cranberry Library. That's 2525 Rochester Road in Cranberry. We've got live advisors standing by until noon, 888-818-6334. Or you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com and go register there for even for our webinar every Wednesday.
Okay.
At 11 a.m. or 6 p.m.
All right, good stuff. We'll take a break. We'll come back more with Mark and I. This is MediConnect, the Inside Connection on KDKA. Good morning.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, I love this segment. We've got some listener questions that you've written in, and we're going to get some of those answers. And also, we're going to be continuing to talk about emergency Medicare coverage. Go right ahead.
That's right, Rob. Lots of people have lots of questions. Some questions come in email, some questions come to us when we do seminars, and I think it's so important to help people understand how things work. The first question I have today is, someone asked this, I travel often. If I'm in another state during a disaster, will Medicare still cover me? And the answer is yes. Original Medicare covers emergency care anywhere in the U.S. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan, it must cover emergency and urgent care anywhere in the U.S. during a disaster. And so, really, whichever choice you made, you know, when you come onto Medicare, Rob, you have two choices to make. Everybody gets that red, white, and blue card, Part A and Part B, and then you have two choices to make. You have the choice of taking a Medigap plan, which works with your A and B, and or you can choose to take a Medicare Advantage plan, which becomes your Medicare, and it basically doesn't matter which coverage you chose, doesn't matter how you built the walls of your insurance house, let's say, if you built it with a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan, each of those allows you to get emergency or urgent care anywhere in the U.S. during a disaster. That's an important part to understand because if you're like me and my family, you know, we travel. Later this summer, we're going to be traveling to Cincinnati. My daughter's getting married. And so it's really important to understand if you have Medicare, you can get that emergency care anywhere. Here's question number two. What if my medical records are lost or my regular doctor's office is destroyed? Okay, so Medicare providers are required to keep electronic records, which are often backed up off-site. Still, it's a good idea, though, to keep your own copy of records, important medical records, a list of your medications, in what we would call a disaster kit. And let me just say, a lot of hospital networks, doctor networks, doctor's offices these days have those electronic apps that you can go to. I have an app right on my phone that can tell me what my prescriptions are, who my doctors are, can give me updates. Literally, they could tell me if their office is closed or open. And so it's probably a good idea to keep your records somewhere that are important, like your medications, in a disaster kit. It's probably really important to understand that your doctor has electronic records that can be accessed anywhere and they're saved in a safe place offsite. The third question I have today is, how do I know if Medicare rules are temporarily changed during a disaster? Okay, here's how you check. You can go to medicare.gov or you can call 1-800-MEDICARE. The CMS website also lists current disaster declarations and what the flexibilities will be during that declaration. And I will tell you, Rob, that we keep a close track of that because sometimes it does have those special, does mean that there's a special enrollment period for people, or because there was a disaster in the recent past in your area, it might open up a certain enrollment period. So we keep very close eyes on that. We keep a running tab on what's happening, not only in Pennsylvania, but in other surrounding states. We do business in multiple different states. I know our inside sales team, most of them have licenses and work in 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 states. And so we keep track of those things. If there's some reason why there could be a disaster applied to your situation, we're going to know about it. So just give us a call. We'll help you figure that out. We can also be a source for that. And the fourth question I have today is, someone asked this, can I switch Medicare Advantage plans if my area is declared a disaster? And the answer there again is yes. We keep really close tabs on those things. Sometimes it's really important for you to make a move during certain times. And so you may qualify for a special enrollment period if you're affected by a disaster. So you could switch plans or go back to original Medicare before we get to open enrollment period. So it's important. Questions, those are super great questions. I often encourage people, especially at our seminars, ask the questions. I'll tell them after I get through our presentation at seminar. I often will tell people, I'll stay here as long as possible. I'll stay here as long as we possibly can or need to answer all of your questions. And boy, sometimes the questions even help me learn more things. Great questions. We've got lots of things coming up, but I want to reassure people that it's so important to understand and know that during an emergency or a declared disaster, you can still get care on Medicare. It doesn't matter if you have original Medicare with a sup or Medicare Advantage plan. Emergency care and care even outside of your regular network is available because the rules get flexible, more flexible. They get more lenient on all those rules. Before we go to any kind of break again, Rob, I really want to make sure I cover the seminars. We want to make sure that people understand. Number one, every Wednesday we have a webinar, a live webinar. It's at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. How do you register for that? You can call right now, 888-818-6334. Our live advisors are standing by. They can tell you if you are in a disaster or emergency declaration area, whether you have a special enrollment period. They can also help you sign up for the website. It's so important, sign up for those webinars. They'll help you sign up for those. And if you go to the website, click the webinars tab, you register there. What happens for the webinar is 5 minutes before the webinar starts, you'll get a link to the webinar in your email. All you'll have to do is click on that link. You'll be right there in the webinar. Here's our live seminars coming up. August 5th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Hampton Inn, West Mifflin. That's at 1550 Lebanon Church Road. August 12th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Hampton Inn, Bell Vernon, 1525 Broad Avenue. August 19th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Hampton Inn, Butler. That's 400 Banavian Square. And August 26th at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Cranberry Library. That's 2525 Rochester Road, Cranberry. Live advisors standing by till noon. It's super important that you call 888-818-6334.
All right, we got a call from Mark before the break. It's Diane Northside wants to talk Medicare. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hi.
Thank you. I just wanted to know if you have Medicare and a supplement like a Plan G, and you have to call the paramedics, which one or do both of those cover that?
So if you have to call an ambulance, is that your question?
Yes.
Yes. So, Medicare Advantage plans would have some coverage for that. It won't always be fully covered. Because a drug plan is not going to cover that, and your original Medicare is not going to cover that. There are simple ways to help get some coverage for that. Our agents standing by can help you understand the ways that would get covered. But that's a great question, because often people don't realize how expensive that can be. But there are simple ways to get extra coverage. If you call our number at 888-818-6334, our agents will be able to help you understand how to get that emergency or ambulance ride covered. There's some limited coverage on Medicare plans, but it doesn't always cover the full thing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Boy, you are really up on all this stuff, aren't you?
I try. Yeah,
pretty good. All right, so what are we going to do in our final segment?
Final segment, we'll recap. We'll talk a little bit more about what happens during a disaster declaration, and we'll recap when the seminars are. And, you know, we'll get into it here. We'll talk about some other steps you can take.
All right, that's all coming up in our final segment with Mark. Recap some key points and final prep tips, too, as far as what you need to know. And then we'll get your closing remarks. But what you need to know is we have live advisors standing by right now. So if you want to set up an appointment, getting ready for that opening enrollment period will be here before you know it. Or you just want to kind of get caught up with some Q&A, question and answers as far as what you need to do and how to get prepared for your journey of maybe even wanting to redo your benefits and get better benefits. They can put a plan together for you that will be spectacular, but you got to take the first step. So 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. And don't forget those seminars. We're going to run them for you coming up very shortly, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that, where you can meet your wonderful folks from MediConnect in person. All sorts of information. Plus, it's a free event. All you have to do is register. We'll tell you how to do that. But you can get all your questions answered in person and actually get that face-to-face time. And you can also get that face-to-face time if you set up an appointment and go visit them at their headquarters. And there is never a charge for their services. Plus, we heard from Diane. Anybody else that has a Medicare question that wants to call in now will definitely be able to get you in before the top of the hour. 866-391-1020, News at 10 with Rob. And then Mike is here. Mike Bonaszewski, Sarver True Value, Sarver True Value Rental. It's the True Value Home Improvement Show on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back with Mark Clark. Mike's in the wings. Mike Bronaszewski, Sarver True Value, Sarver True Value Rental, coming up in a little bit. But I'm going to do the seminars this time, give Mark a bit of a break, because he's got a lot of ground to cover to wrap things up. So here's where they will be. August 5th, 6 p.m., Hampton Inn, West Mifflin, Lebanon Church Road. August 12th, 6 p.m., Hampton Inn, Bell Vernon. That's on Broad Avenue. And then August 19th, all of these start at 6, the Hampton Inn in Butler, Benavent Square. And then on August 26th, 6 o'clock, Cranberry Library, Rochester Road. Live advisors until noon, 888-818-6334. You can call and reserve your space. It's free, but you got to reserve. 888-818-6334. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Webinar July 30th at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. So there you have it. Check it all out, MediConnectInsurance.com. Once again, to wrap it up and put all the bells and whistles together where they need to be, here is Mark Clark. Mark.
All right, Rob, we've covered a lot today. We want to bring this thing home. I want to address that question that we got right before the break, though, because I feel like a little bit like maybe I gave an incomplete answer. But yes, if you need an ambulance, you have a plan G for, and you need an ambulance. In certain situations, plan G is going to help pay for that. Medicare Part B generally covers ambulance services when they're medically necessary. So, and then the plan G is going to help cover that extra 20%. So, again, there can be situations that you it's not going to cover at all. Call our agents. They'll help you out. 888-818-6334. We've covered a lot today. Recap some points. Medicare covers emergency care nationwide through Original Medicare. So if you've got that Original Medicare and a supplement plan anywhere in the United States, you can get care. Medicare Advantage plans must relax restrictions during disasters. And so it's really important to understand that there is flexibility to these plans. People often will panic or get worried, and sometimes you hear what your neighbor said or what they went through. And I'll just say, take a deep breath. In a disaster or emergency situation, it's really important to understand and know that you can get the care you need. Even if you can't get it at the normal place, there are other places you can get the care, and your records will be protected. Prescription drug plans may let you get early prescriptions refilled, get refilled earlier at out-of-network facilities at out-of-network pharmacies. It's so important to understand. You shouldn't go without your medications, and you don't have to. I will suggest to you that you keep a personal emergency file, that you gather records up, get them typed up, printed up, laminated, whatever you want. Keep them in your safe deposit box. Keep them somewhere where they'll stay dry, somewhere where you'll be able to have that file. Get a little zip drive and save them on there. Your personal emergency file, your ID, your Medicare card, medications list, emergency contacts. Everybody should have something somewhere stashed away somewhere in a safe place where you're not going to lose all that stuff. And actually today, we all have that one thing in our hand, right? It's called our cell phone. You can store all kinds of things in the cloud, but you should make sure you have a list, especially if you're dependent on those medications. You really want to make sure that you have a good list, not only of the name of the medication, but you should have a name of the medication. You should have the dosage size and how often you're taking it. Get an idea of what those things are. Get a list somewhere that's safe and secure so that in an emergency situation, you're not caught guessing what your medications were. Oftentimes, people just don't realize all the medications they are taking. They got a few stashed here and a few stashed there. And in an emergency, you might not be thinking right. Make sure you make that emergency kit and list. So you can sign up for emergency and disaster declaration alerts and updates through Medicare and through your health plan. Always check CMS.gov. That's CMS.gov for the latest updates during emergencies. And call your plan, whatever plan you're on. If you flip that member card over, there'll be a 800 number there. Call your plan and ask them if there are special things that you should do. Let's think about some final steps here as we wind it out here. Download or print your Medicare summary of benefits. It's important that you understand that and have something that has your summary of benefits. Why? You might not be able to. I work with these things every day. And I've got a lot of these benefit details imprinted on my mind. But you don't want to just rely on your mind in an emergency situation. You want to make sure that you have a printed out summary of benefits so you can refer to it in a disaster. Keep extra medications. If you can get extras and stock up a little bit, that's always a good idea. Store your records in some kind of portable or electronic way. It's so important to have those records, so important to make sure that you have these records. It's important to know you can get the care that you want to get whenever you want to get it. Let's go over the seminars again. Rob, I think we've beat that like a dead horse today, right? So let's go over the seminars. August 5th at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Hampton Inn, West Mifflin. That's 1550 Lebanon Church Road. What do we do at these seminars? We teach you the nuts and bolts of Medicare. We talk about what is original Medicare. What is a Medicare Advantage plan? What is a Medicare supplement plan? What is Part D? What is Part C? How can I get dental, vision, and hearing? We'll answer your questions. Come to these seminars, August 5th, 6 p.m., Hampton Inn, West Mifflin, 1550 Lebanon Church Road. How about August 12th at 6 p.m.? Hampton Inn in Belle Vernon. I've been to that one many times. 1525 Broad Avenue. August 19th at 6 p.m. Hampton Inn Butler, 400 Banavian Square. You want to go to that one. That's a great one, too. And then August 26th at 6 p.m. We'll be at the Cranberry Library, 2525 Rochester Road in Cranberry. I just did one of those recently. I've been doing the library ones recently. I always like the library crowds because you know they're going to come with really great questions because they've read up on this stuff. They've studied it. They have these great questions. And, you know, sometimes I have to scratch my head and the smoke starts to come out of my ears, Rob, because I got to think about how to answer those questions.
You know, remember when you were a kid and you'd have a library book out, and your mom would always remind you, it's not overdue, is it? Is that book overdue? Did you take that book back?
You don't want to pay those fines. Remember, Jerry Seinfeld had to pay a fine for like 20 years, right? And then they had the library policeman coming after him.
I know. Good stuff. Hey, listen, we're going to wrap it up in a couple of minutes here. But if, you know, you're looking to expand your horizon in a career, right now they're hiring, getting ready for the open enrollment period in October. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Rob, it's so important. We're expecting to be really busy this annual enrollment period. Maybe busier than we have been in 5 or 6 years. And what that means is our telesales department is looking for people, especially if you're already licensed, you already have your license for Pennsylvania State Health and Accident Insurance. We're just looking for good people who know how to work, who can think on their feet, intelligent, hardworking, good people who want to learn how to help other people. What I love about working for MediConnect is when I go home today, I can know that I've helped people. I've helped people understand how Medicare works. We will fully train you. We will help you understand how to do this. We have a beautiful office. You've been there, Rob. We just remodeled some again this summer. So we've got a beautiful space to work in. We have a great atmosphere. Our camaraderie, I haven't ever worked anywhere that we've had such camaraderie before. People that will go out of their way to help you be successful. And that's what my job is. My counterpart, Becky, that's what her job is. She manages the telesales department. You call this week and ask for Becky and tell her you want to talk about working for us. She'll help.
Listen, I can't thank you enough. These months go by so quickly, so I guess I'll see you sometime in August.
Yeah, I'll be here in August after my daughter gets married in mid-August, yeah.
So
yeah.
You're going to have to start another job after that wedding?
Yes, that's why I got to work so hard. I got to pay for those weddings.
You know what they say daughters' weddings really are?
What's that?
Home equity loans. All right, listen, have yourself a great rest of your day. Always good seeing you.
Again, you too, Rob.
These folks will definitely take care of you. They've taken care of me. They'll take care of you. Give them a call, 888-818-6334. Hey, I see Paul is out there from RC Walters & Son, along with Mike, so we're going to get to them and start hammering down all those home improvement projects. So let's get going, 866-391-1020. And then it's Alicia Mazel, AAA Central's Talking Travel. And then we have a lot more to get to in that noon hour with an extra hour of open talk. So don't touch that dial. Your Pratt Pack on the air. Another weekend at KDKA.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.